is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you might like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, is Ian here?
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, here is the news out of Tennessee. And I think this may be even worse than what has gone on in Australia, though. I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. Because, as you know, if you've been paying attention to international news, Australia instituted one of those internet service provider-based filtering systems for web pornography and such, other websites that the government of Australia doesn't want you to access. They've made it mandatory for everybody in the country to be underneath this particular filter. As I, if I'm recalling correctly, please, if you're an Australian listener and you want to correct me, feel free, 800-259-9231. And as usual, you know, when the government starts doing something, what ends up happening isn't the original intention of the program. So they'll create whatever government program, in this case internet restrictions, and then the internet restrictions will grow. They will fester. They will become more intrusive, more oppressive.
Once they've got their nose under the tent.
Mm-hmm. The tent. So now here's the news out of Tennessee, because we predicted that something was going to happen here in this country. It's, well, if they can get away with it in Australia, they'll get away with it here. Governments pay attention to one another. They look over and they see, oh, what are they doing? Wow, they haven't had any problems yet. All right, we'll try this now. So over in Tennessee, according to ArsTechnica.com, a new Tennessee law makes it a crime to transmit or display an image online that is likely to frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone who sees it.
Well, that's anything.
That's pretty general.
That could be your picture, Mark.
Or
yours.
There are people that are frightened, intimidated, and caused distress by black people. Or white people, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? What?
Violations can get you almost a year in jail time or up to $2,500 in fines. The Tennessee legislature has been busy updating its laws for the internet age, and not always for the better. Last week, they reported on a bill that updated Tennessee's theft of services law to include subscription entertainment services like Netflix. The ban on distressing images, which was signed by the governor last week, so it is a law, is also an update to an existing law. Tennessee law already made it a crime to make phone calls, send emails, or otherwise communicate directly with someone in a manner that the sender reasonably should know would cause emotional distress to the recipient. If the communication lacked a legitimate purpose, the sender faced jail time. So if, for instance, you were a teenager and you sent somebody, you sent somebody an email saying, "You're a poopy head." Well, you might have been doing that for the purpose of causing distress, and so therefore you'd have been in violation of that that particular law. So now they're expanding it. It used to just be a phone call or an email or another communication of some sort that could cause emotional distress. That was the old criteria. Now they're adding to it that it could be a picture that may cause this emotional distress. And of course, we all know that videos are just 30 frames a second or 24 frames a second or 60 frames a second pictures. So therefore, I'm sure this videos would qualify here.
How about
as well.
The theme from Deliverance?
That one? The banjo theme?
I hear banjos. Paddle faster.
The new legislation adds images to the list of communications that can trigger criminal liability, but for image postings, the emotionally distressed individual need not be the intended recipient. Anyone who sees the image is a potential victim. So if a court decides that you should have known that an image you posted would be upsetting to someone who sees it, you could face months in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. If you think that sounds unconstitutional, you're not alone. In a blog post, constitutional scholar Eugene Volka points out just how broad the legislation is. The law doesn't require that the picture be of the victim, nor would the government need to prove that you intended the image to be distressing. Volka points out that a wide variety of images, pictures of Muhammad or blasphemous jokes about Jesus Christ or harsh cartoon insults of some political group, could cause emotional distress to a similarly situated person of reasonable sensibilities, triggering liability. He calls the bill pretty clearly unconstitutional. But if it was unconstitutional, they probably wouldn't have passed it, right? It must be constitutional.
Well, you know, if the Constitution is the highest law in the land, if you break the law, there's some kind of punishment, usually involving jail time for you if you do it. However, if the legislators pass laws that are unconstitutional, the highest law in the land, what do they get?
Not a damn thing. I mean, if you're lucky, 5, 6, 10 years later, a court might overturn this particular law once it's finally gone all the way up through the Supreme Court.
Once someone's life has nearly been ruined by it.
Yeah.
Once they've drugged several people. Once they've gone after several people and one of them finally has the cojones to take it all the way through and enough money, well, then is that your deliverance?
You got a real nice mouth, Mark.
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Careful, Wayne. That communication could be causing emotional distress to one of our listeners.
I ain't in Tennessee.
Well, that's true. It does say...
I think we are right now in Tennessee.
The other law did say that you have to communicate directly with someone. Is a radio broadcast a direct communication? I mean, they say in the industry that radio is very intimate. Talk radio specifically is a very intimate medium in that we're talking to you. I mean, even though we're talking into microphones and we know that we're on 100 stations or whatever, how many stations we're on right now is not quite 100, but over the whole week we're on 100 plus radio stations. We know that we're talking to more than one person, but to you, sounds like we're talking to you. I mean, somebody sent me an email recently on Facebook saying that he really appreciates the show and he feels like that we're friends because, except I don't know him, but he knows me, right?
That's what it's like, you know? We're wide open. On the radio, talking about our lives and things that are important to us. Yeah, of course people feel like they know us. They do know us.
Because, well, they don't really
know. They don't know us in real life, but they know us as people.
They feel like they know you. And because of the intimacy of the media.
You're defining the term differently. What I'm saying is they know you sort of as your person. They know your personality.
Yeah.
However, they may not have met you in real life and shaken your hand, and you may not recognize them in a room. That doesn't mean they don't know your personality.
Well, if you've watched a sitcom for the whole, say, 10 years, it's been on like the Bill Cosby show. Everybody feels like they know the Huxtable family because they watch them every week and they think that's real. So there's an aspect of all of us that we bring to the show, but there's also aspects of us we don't really bring into the show.
Yeah, that's true. But the question is it a direct communication? Would a radio broadcast qualify as a direct communication? I doubt it.
Yeah, I would doubt it too.
We're not addressing somebody individually. But if we had somebody on the phone from Tennessee and we said something that could have been considered offensive, then maybe...
Well, your politicians sure are stupid.
Yeah.
Do something about it. Vote them out.
Another provision of the legislation governs law enforcement access to the contents of communications on social networking websites. The government can get access to images or communications posted to a social networking site by offering specific and articulable facts suggesting that the information sought is relevant and material to an ongoing criminal investigation. This section also faces constitutional problems. According to a privacy scholar at the Cato Institute, Julian Sanchez, he tells Ars Technica that this is a lower standard than the Federal Electronic Communications Privacy Act requires for unread communications. More importantly, because Tennessee is the Sixth Circuit, it's bound by that court's Warshak decision, which held that the Fourth Amendment requires the government to obtain a full search warrant in order to access email communications. He said that case dealt with email, but there's no good reason to think a private message on a social network site is any different. The representative who sponsored this legislation did not bother to respond to Ars Technica's request for comment.
Isn't it really interesting how the internet being a relatively new phenomenon and these tyrants are figuring out all these little ways they can weasel in and regulate it now?
Yeah, they are. In fact, this, I think, is going to play well with the already existing regulations that we're starting to see pop up about cyberbullying. Right, because we already have these cases that have come up where teenagers have been distressed on Facebook by somebody who's maybe posed as another teenager but wasn't in point of fact. Actually, that teenager maybe led the other teen to believe something that wasn't true, like that they liked them, and then they turned the tables on them and
you're
stupid,
dummy.
You're fat, you're ugly, whatever, and then the person cried and went and committed suicide. And so, therefore, saying mean things is also illegal on the internet. So,
you know, kids have done this for generations now, just in different mediums.
That's right. This is just a new way of delivering that.
It's easier for kids to... kids don't have jobs. You know, they got time to screw with people.
Yep.
So, there you go. Tennessee, new law. $2,500 in fines, nearly a year in jail if you put an image online. Just you transmit or display an image that is likely to frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And if you want to get yourself some gold and silver, we've got the solution for you.
That's right. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I picked out some coins there that I think are good choices to get gold and silver into your hands, get it there quickly, and get it at the lowest rate we can possibly provide it at. Go check the other places, and then check gold.freetalklive.com. I think you'll find that we're the best. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. As Gizmodo.com puts it here, the law that Tennessee has passed prohibits the online distribution of any image that might frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone who sees it, which really could be virtually anything, as they point out, beyond the obvious fecal scattering, decapitation, and other horrific things that spill forth from the internet cornucopia of perversion. The law is broad enough to affect lots of benign images. Picture of a spooky ghost? That could frighten someone. A photo of your friend's ex? Your friend could send you to jail for it.
How about a JPEG of this law actually put on a website someplace?
Scary. The fact that an online image of anything that offends anyone is now illegal sounds highly contrary to the First Amendment, but who pays attention to that old thing anymore anyway? I mean, it's just an old piece of paper, right?
You know, they had Charles Rangel was on the Stossel show this last week or the week before. I'm not sure which one. And he was talking. It baffles me why people would politicians go on
appear on Stossel
with, basically adversarial interviewers. Why would you do that? These guys are professional debaters, whereas the politicians are professional lawmakers. Do not get in the ring with a professional debater unless you're just, your hubris is so large that you don't care.
Yeah.
So anyway, Charles Rangel was in there, and he basically, John Stossel shook the Constitution at him, and Charles Rangel said, you don't want that government. You don't want the government in the Constitution. Admitting, to my mind, that the government that he wants and pushes for and that we have achieved is something beyond what the Constitution has allowed. And the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, basically says anything beyond what this document says is reserved to the people and the states, respectively.
Mm-hmm. But then again, if people don't actually make a stand for their rights, then they will inevitably lose them. And that's what we've seen happen.
Yep, we have seen that.
The American people have generally become very complacent. They're happy, comfortable. Life is good.
They're not real happy right now.
Less so than 2 or 3 years ago. I think people are getting increasingly ticked at what's happening.
But are they ticked at the right things? Are they blaming or placing blame where it belongs? Or are they saying that it's George Bush's fault or Barack Obama's fault?
Unfortunately, that's what a lot of them fall under. But there are those, I think there's more increasing number of people that are seeing the problems more clearly than ever.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope we see Ron Paul assist with it. And didn't he have a money bomb over the weekend, Ron Paul?
Yeah, he did recently and did some great numbers.
Wasn't it over $1 million in 1 day?
Yep.
It's not too shabby.
Not bad at all.
Now, didn't he pull like $20 million in the 2008 campaign?
Gosh, I don't know. I'd have to look
that up.
$6 million in 1 day.
It was $6 million in 1 day. Yeah. $20 million total?
I think so.
Okay. So we're already in the very beginning of his campaign.
But Romney had some gigantic number and basically in 1 day. I think they probably fudged the numbers a little bit.
But Romney's getting money from big sponsors.
And from himself, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I hear there's another Republican debate coming up soon, which means Ron Paul's going to have yet another chance to speak on the ideas of liberty. And then maybe, Wayne, some more people will wake up to what the real problems are.
A lot of people have said that the last time Ron Paul ran, it woke them up. That they started studying and trying to verify what Ron Paul was saying and found out he was right. So
well, that's another thing that we're benefiting from is that during the 2008 campaign, it was easy to write Ron Paul off as a crackpot. But now, anybody that's been paying attention knows that Ron Paul was right. And so he's going to be coming from that position, and that's going to be good for him.
I love the idea that the ideas of liberty are getting out there, and if Ron Paul is the purveyor of those, I'm for that. I kind of like Gary Johnson as a candidate a little better, but it doesn't, CNN kept him out of the most recent debate, and that's not good for his candidacy.
Wait, isn't this the debate that's upcoming? There's only been one thus far, yeah?
So far. That was a Fox News debate.
Got it.
And CNN's is upcoming in New Hampshire, and Gary Johnson has been excluded. Unless something can be done about that, people are calling and trying to make it unhappen, but that's, it's tough. But the front runners in the Republican field really stink when you're looking at Romney. He's the author of Romney Care in Massachusetts.
Clint Webb.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like Clint Webb, the little skit that we have on a commercial here on Free Talk Live. If you listen online at freetalklive.com, you can hear it sometimes. The Pawlenty supported cap and trade in its original iteration. That kind of kills both of those guys from a policy standpoint for Republican voters.
Not really. I mean, the polls have been done up here in New Hampshire, and Mitt Romney's incredibly popular.
Incredibly popular. By that you mean in the teens. That doesn't mean you need to get a bunch of people out to vote. And I don't know if you're going to get independents with that. I don't know. Palin's just so bad in front of a television. It's incredible some of the stuff that she says. I'm not going to say the lady's stupid. I suspect she's not. But,
I will.
Some of the things that lady says are just incredible. So,
well, Michelle Bachmann came up here, remember, maybe a month and a half ago, and was talking about Lexington and Concord as if it were Concord, New Hampshire, when it was Concord, Massachusetts.
You know, I made that mistake really early on in the Free State Project when we were nationally syndicated back
easy
in
mistake
Florida.
To make.
What's that?
That's an easy mistake.
It is.
They have all these, in different states up here, they have the exact same town names. So,
yeah.
Easy to confuse.
But do a little research when you want to do a speech on that.
Well, that would make sense, Wayne. That's a good suggestion. But I don't care about all the other competition, Mark. I mean, I'm not realistically believing Ron Paul is going to be able to win. But what I am valuing and what I think is very useful is that Ron Paul is going to be going around speaking about the ideas of liberty in a national kind of way, and that's important. That brings people to the ideas.
I'm for that. But one thing that bothers me is a lame duck president, especially one with Barack Obama that really wants to make fundamental changes for the for the worse and toward the direction of large government. I mean, what's he got to lose in his second four-year term if he manages to push through more health care reform, mm-hmm. cap and trade, whatever it is that he wants to do? That's what concerns me.
The toll-free number here tonight is 1-800-259-9231. And look out for more of this Tennessee-like legislation, especially if the Tennessee legislation actually continues on without having a successful court challenge to it. Obviously, it hasn't been enforced yet. It just was signed in. But essentially banning any kind of images from being displayed to someone on the Internet that could potentially offend, could potentially cause them some sort of distress. And just look for this somewhere else. Look for it to pop up elsewhere as we move toward more government control on the Internet. Because they're not going to want to stop here. And that's the thing about government, is they never stop. They just keep growing. They just keep getting more intrusive and more oppressive. And it requires you to say something and do something about it if you ever want to see it end. If you ever want to see things turn around and go in the right direction, you have to stand up. You have to take a risk. You have to speak out.
And sometimes doing something means refusing to do something.
That's absolutely true. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And coming up here in less than 2 weeks from today, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. It's happening at Rogers Campground, same place as last year, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's just absolutely stunning. The scenery is wonderful, but even better than that is being around like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and they number in the hundreds. Maybe even over 1,000 people will be attending Porkfest this year. You'll have all kinds of things to do. I heard there's even going to be a trip to a water park. There's all kinds of things going on at Porkfest. Family fun activities, agorism in action, live musical performances, karaoke contest. There's going to be games to play.
Family fun.
Dunking booth. I already mentioned the family fun, but lots of family stuff. In fact, there's a specific group of volunteers that's coming up with family fun stuff, activities, and an itinerary, if you will. So you can go to porkfest.com to get registered. It's really a blast. If you've never been before, somebody's been posting, people have been posting over the Free State Project forum saying, I'm worried, I've never met anybody here, what do I do? And somebody posted back, look, we don't bite. It's going to be fine, everything's cool. People at the Porkfest are liberty-minded folks. You're already in agreement with them on some of the most critical issues before you even open your mouth. So as long as you're willing to communicate with somebody, as long as you're willing to kind of come out of your shell, I understand being an introvert is not an easy thing at a social event like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I think you'll find a lot of people there that you'll gel with.
And there's drinks there, too. There's alcohol.
There will be plenty of that.
Are you saying that alcohol tends to overcome some introversion?
Yes, okay. Definitely. Yeah,
there will be plenty of alcohol, among other things, and lots of great food, and it's going to be a good time. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We'll be there broadcasting live. You can use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save 20%. That's FreeTalkLive, again, as your discount code. Go to Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. The toll-free number here tonight for you is 1-800-259-9231. So we were talking about this Tennessee law that has criminalized the display, the transmission of a picture on the internet, or in any form, I presume, that could offend, is now a crime where it may carry several months of jail time, maybe a $2,500 fine as well. And I think it's important to point out that there's a certain segment of people out there, maybe they're listening tonight, there's a certain segment of people in society that believes that, well, it doesn't matter because I wouldn't do something like that. Well, I would never smoke pot, so it doesn't matter if pot is illegal. Or I would never eat foie gras, so it doesn't matter if foie gras is illegal. Or I would never send a terrible picture to somebody on the internet, so it doesn't matter if it's illegal. I am a law-abiding citizen. I am a person who follows the law no matter what it says, and everything in my world is going to be okay because of that. I don't have to concern myself with what you illegals do, with what you people do that are breaking the laws.
Well, those people probably haven't read the stories, and there are several of them that I've seen of parents that have taken pictures of their kids in the bathtub or their babies nursing or just what you would consider sort of what would certainly have been considered just normal pictures of childhood when I was a kid. There are pictures of me in the bathtub with my cousins, and
That's incest.
Right. It's not titillating. It's not prurient. It's none of these things.
It's just
but
cute.
For some reason, some cops out there have decided that it is, and they go after these people. One guy was in jail for months because he, you know, they considered it because he was not a U.S. citizen. It wasn't illegal, but he wasn't illegally in the country. He was just not a U.S. citizen, so this charge, therefore, meant that he was likely to flee. They kept the guy in for jail for months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you really need that over taking a picture?
Your thoughts are welcome, 800-259-9231. This is a fairly pervasive viewpoint. I remember when I was having some dinner with some relatives back when I was living in Florida. I think it was probably 2006. This was when Chicago banned foie gras. And my relatives, aunt and uncle, they live in Skokie. They is very near the Chicago area, from what I understand. I don't really know Illinois' geography very well, but it's there. They're close to it. And so they were aware of this, and this became a topic of conversation at dinner. And they were of the opinion that it did not matter.
Yeah, we don't eat foie gras.
Right. We don't eat foie gras, so it does not matter that it's been banned. And this is the thing that Americans, many of you who have this particular viewpoint, don't understand, is that if you're not willing to stand up for the freedoms of others when they are threatened, then you don't deserve any for yourself. You won't get any for yourself. What you have is you're just lucky. You happen to still have the freedom to do fill in the blank. But just give them time, and before you know it, fill in the blank has become illegal. Whatever it is that you like to do, whatever it is your pastime is, your hobby is, your business is, before you know it, it's regulated or made completely illegal.
First they came for the gypsies, but I wasn't a gypsy, so I did nothing.
Yep.
And they came for the communists, but I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing.
That's Pastor Martin E. Mahler from the 1940s. Great.
That's right.
You know, I talked to my wife about this when we were first started dating. You know, we talked about the smoking ban that had gone on in Sarasota, Florida. Actually, in Florida in general. And she had said that she had voted for it. She doesn't like smoke. She's a non-smoker.
Right.
Smoking's bad for you. Of course I'm going to vote for this.
Use the government to make the world better. That's the idea, right?
But I knew that she was a master scuba diver, had taught classes and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, smokers are a minority. They participate in an activity that some people consider to be, you know, bad or dangerous or whatever people consider it to be. And the question is everybody, this really, that same description fits everybody for something that they do. For instance, somebody could say, well, we need a lot more restrictions on scuba diving.
That's right. It's a dangerous sport.
It is a dangerous sport. There's no doubt about it.
You could drown.
You could roll somebody up in a wheelchair that can barely move because they've went down and did something wrong in scuba diving or just, you know, had an accident or something.
Be attacked by a shark, a stingray.
Yeah, and I'd rather see a woman in a bikini than a scuba suit.
And so that really hit home for her. She realized at that time, at that moment, that, oh, well, that makes perfectly good sense.
Well, good for her for realizing that, but a common response to that might be, well,
They won't criminalize scuba diving.
Well, that's what some people dismiss it as, but you have to... that's when you aren't moving into a relationship with somebody. You're not, you don't have those same kind of interactions going on. I mean, if you're just talking to somebody on the street who could really care less whether you could smoke or not because they want you to not be able to smoke, whether they're just going to dismiss whatever it is that you say about their rights. But, when someday or another, it's going to affect them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a real critical issue for Americans to really come to grips with, the idea that even if you are so fortunate that none of your hobbies and pastimes and business things is regulated to the point of being impossible to do or made illegal completely, that you're just lucky, and that if you don't stand up for your neighbors when they are aggressed against, then who will be looking out for you when it's your turn? So when it's your turn. One of the reasons why I'm constantly going into court, I was in court this morning. Lauren Canario, who is a hero of mine, was in court for trespassing at the jail property. She was called by the people from the jail to tell her that one of the activists, Rich Paul, was there to be picked up and asked if she could call them back to assist. When she called them back, they basically told her that she could go out and pick him up. When she got there, they called the police on her because she was banned from coming to the jail unless she had permission to come to the jail. She thought she had permission to come to the jail to get Rich Paul because she was called by the jail, and then she was arrested for trespassing. Like, literally weeks before her ban from being on the jail property was about ready to expire. Now she's got another criminal charge to deal with. So anyway, she was having an arraignment today, and I went in there to show whatever support I could. I had brought my video camera along to record the proceedings.
They haven't dropped the charges on this yet?
No, they're going to go to trial.
That's crazy.
It's a misdemeanor.
But they admitted it was their mistake.
Well, no, they didn't admit anything.
It's ridiculous.
So the point is, even though I could have been doing something else with my time this morning, like making phone calls for this radio show, I got up early and I went out to court and I waited in line. And my gosh, the line was crazy today. The line was all the way into the stairwell of the poor victims that were coming into this court. And I mean victims of the state, the people that are aggressed against by the people calling themselves the state. It was incredible.
When you look at the jail in Keene, New Hampshire. It's my understanding it holds several hundred inmates, and as I understand it, the superintendent has said that at any given time they have 10 people who actually have a victim in their crime.
Well, I don't know. That may be an exaggeration.
That's what I'm just saying what I've heard.
I've heard it's about 40 or 50% in there that are completely nonviolent. More coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from getting a free bumper sticker for your car to flyers that you could print to business cards, as well as web banners and such. Even graphics that allow you to make your own graphics, so you can get our logo and make wallpapers or whatever it is you want to do with them. You make your own shirts if you want to. You can do anything over at promote.freetalklive.com. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Toll-free number here tonight for you, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like, and we've been talking just kind of generally about people and how it is that there's this apathy towards those who may disagree, towards those who have a different set of beliefs, or towards those who maybe have a different set of hobbies that that they like to do that may be made illegal at some point by, or maybe already is illegal, maybe made illegal by the government, and how it is that Americans fail in a lot of ways at this, and they fail at standing up for something that is not important to them. Because liberty is not important to them. Only their life is important to them. Only their freedom is important to them. And any law that doesn't threaten their freedom directly seems to be like, oh, well, whatever.
No big deal.
Who cares? But I care. Like the smoking ban thing, Mark, I don't like cigarette smoke.
Nope, I don't particularly want cigarettes to be smoked when I'm eating a meal near me, when I'm eating a meal in a restaurant.
So
but I believe it's the right of the owner of that business to decide what the smoking policy is right in his building.
And I, as a customer, have the choice to go there and to patronize it.
Right.
Or go somewhere else.
Exactly. And so my love for liberty trumps the fact that I don't like cigarette smoke. That I don't want to personally, I would prefer to not have to experience that, but my love for freedom and private property rights and the ability for you to do what you want with your own property trumps that
in
every single
life.
Time. Yeah, absolutely. So it's important. I hope that other people can come to this conclusion and begin standing up for those with which they might have a disagreement. Because until you can do that, until you can advocate for liberty for everybody, even the weird guy down the street that does questionable things that you may not agree with, until you're ready to do, to stand up for everybody's freedom, you'll never have it for yourself. And, you know, that's okay for some people because they don't want it. Some people don't want to be free. I mean, you would think, I know you made a statement before on the show, Mark, about how liberty and the desire for freedom is innate within man. And I think that's true.
It's true that they desire it for themselves. What you're saying is you're defining liberty from a broad spectrum and saying that people desire liberty, so therefore they must desire liberty for other people. And that is not true, because the other aspect of man is the desire to control other people. And it's in there. It's a war within ourselves. But what you need to understand is every time you control someone else, in the process, you yourself are being controlled. When you create that opportunity for someone to be controlled, someone's going to use that opportunity
turn
that you created to turn it around on you.
Mm-hmm. Just give them time.
So everybody desires to be free themselves.
But is that true? Aren't there people out there
to be free? They certainly desire free things, Ian.
But aren't there people out there who
want
to be controlled?
They want free as in liberty, and they want free as in beer.
There must be people that want to be controlled, though, right? I mean, there must be people that like for instance, some of the hires and dominatrix, for instance.
Yes, but they don't want to be controlled in all aspects of their lives.
Yeah.
They want somebody to control them in some particular area. But there's got to be somebody. But there are very few people. It is nearly innate in humans from a species-wide standpoint that they desire for themselves freedom. And that's the freedom to make a decision. Even if that decision is, in this area of life, I would like to be beaten with a leather strap.
Good point. They did choose to hire the dominatrix in the first place.
So it is consensual.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this kind of all ties into a story that you and I both had tonight, Wayne, this piece here from Reason and various other different places about somebody who had a SWAT team raid on his home, not because of drugs, not because he had someone held hostage, but because he was late on his payments.
No, actually his estranged wife was, and who didn't even live in the house anymore. A father was dragged from his home and handcuffed in front of his children by a SWAT team looking for his estranged wife to collect her unpaid student loans. A stunned Kenneth Wright had his front door kicked in by the raiding party at 6 a.m. yesterday before being dragged onto his front porch, handcuffed, and led to a police car with his three children. He says he was then detained for 6 hours while officers looked for his wife, who no longer lives at the house.
They were looking pretty thoroughly.
Yes, they were.
I don't know how. I don't know about this guy's house, but it's not going to take you 6 hours to go through my house unless you think she's hiding in every drawer or underneath any couch.
Not too many places you can hide a human person in a home.
Yeah, they're looking in the knife drawer or something.
Mr. Wright was later told by Stockton, California police that the order to send in the SWAT team came from the U.S. Department of Education, who were looking for his estranged wife to collect defaulted loan payments. Speaking to ABC News 10, a visibly shaken Mr. Wright described what happened when he was woken by a banging on his front door. He said, "I looked out my window and I see 15 police officers. Dressed in his boxer shorts, Mr. Wright says he rushed downstairs and was about to open the door when it was kicked open. Mm. An officer then grabbed him by the neck before dragging him out into the front lawn. His 3, 7, and 11-year-old children were also removed by officers and put into a waiting police car. Quote, "He had his knee on my back, and I had no idea why they were there," Mr. Wright said. He put me in handcuffs in that hot patrol car for 6 hours, traumatizing my kids.
1-800-259-9231.
The Department of Education refused to comment on the incident, saying they would not do so until the case was closed.
Yeah.
Well,
whenever that is.
We don't have to explain anything to you people.
That's right. And this is another common thing that happens where the police will just abuse folks. They'll destroy property. They'll ruin lives. And then they'll just hide behind their spokesman. And the spokesman will say, "Well, we can't comment because the case is open right now." And then, of course, the news media is busy doing other things later. And they're not going to follow up on this particular case. It's just, "Oh, we can't get
it's
a comment
news
today
anymore."
Right. We can't get a comment today. We've got to go to tape. We've got to go live at 10 o'clock. So we'll just run the story as is. And then we'll forget about it later.
Sure.
And the police know we'll forget about it later. So that's why they do what they do.
And here's a classic case of the old adage that government involvement or intervention begets more, because
Yeah, absolutely.
Student loans. You know, look at the student loan program. I was there when it started. It caused the price of a college education to skyrocket.
Who would have thought that this would have gone to this point? I mean, this is right back where we were talking about, is people live in this world where they have this myopic vision that says, well, there are raids going on. I know there's raids happening. I hear about them, but I'm not a drug user, so it doesn't matter. Of course, ignoring the fact that they frequently get the wrong house. It doesn't matter if you're a drug user or not. They could be kicking your door in tonight simply because they screwed something up. But now you've got them raiding someone's home, kicking in a door, grabbing somebody by the neck, throwing them on the ground, putting a knee in their back, kids in the police car,
and
6 hours.
He wasn't even the one.
Right.
Who allegedly owed the money.
But over a school loan, over something that... How many people have these things? I mean, how many people have federal government-backed school loans?
A lot. And there's a lot of people in debt up to their ears with essentially a mortgage for their college education that don't have jobs, that haven't been able to find a job in their field.
Also,
and I suspect you're going to see a lot more defaults like this on student loans in the next few years.
So this really just shows that you can't live in this false concept that you are going to be immune from this because you believe you're so-called law-abiding. Now, if you're late on a school loan, they send a SWAT team in. That's how crazy this is.
And the SWAT and the town or municipal government that owned the SWAT team or whatever, they're not responsible for it. It's the Department of Education.
They ordered it, yeah.
The Department of Education says, we're not responsible for it. It wasn't us. We don't have to answer your questions.
What does it cost, by the way, to do a SWAT team raid? I'm just curious. I mean, the average school loan, I don't know what that is, several thousand, tens of thousands of dollars. But how many, you know, thousand, 2,000? What do you think it costs them to send a SWAT team in?
Well, it's not like they collected on this loan either.
That's what I mean. They're just spending money to intimidate people.
The student loan program started around 1979, and by the mid-80s, a lot of people who had taken out student loans were basically stiffing the government for the loans. So,
but you can't go bankrupt on a student loan, right?
Well, what happened was they instituted tougher laws, which are on the books today, where when you go bankrupt, if you file Chapter 11 or Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your student loans are not discharged. You're a slave until you pay that off.
I mean, that alone is pretty significant. But to add to that, the idea that there could be a SWAT team raid at any given moment on your home because you haven't made the payments on the loan, it's just so crazy. But that's
crazy.
What's happening.
Over the top.
I couldn't. Sometimes I'm surprised that I'm surprised by what the government does. I feel like I shouldn't be surprised anymore, but this one caught me off guard. More coming up, 800-259-9231, hour 3. Next, you take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.